Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a self-care plan that actually works for you. Because let's face it, life can be a roller coaster, right? Between deadlines, relationships, and just trying to keep up with the Joneses or maybe even the Kardashians. Taking care of ourselves often gets pushed to the bottom of the to-do list. But guess what? You deserve to feel good mentally, emotionally, and physically. And trust me, a solid self-care plan is like your personal superpower. It helps you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, remember this. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What works for your bestie might be a complete snoozefist for you. This is about discovering what truly nourishes your soul and finding activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on crafting the ultimate self-care plan. First, identify your stressors. Think about the things that consistently drain your energy or leave you feeling overwhelmed. Is it work deadlines? Social media? Family drama? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them effectively. Ever feel like your phone is a black hole sucking away your precious time and mental energy? Maybe setting some boundaries around social media use could be a game changer. Next up, prioritize your well-being. Make time for activities that make you feel good, both physically and mentally. This doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could be as simple as taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or indulging in a hot bath with some calming essential oils. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Think about what brings you joy. What activities light you up? Maybe it's painting, playing an instrument, dancing like nobody's watching, or baking delicious treats. When you engage in activities that spark your passion, you naturally feel more energized and fulfilled. It's like giving yourself permission to play and explore. Now, let's talk about setting realistic goals. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small, achievable steps that you can gradually incorporate into your routine. Remember, consistency is key. Instead of aiming for a 2-hour workout every day, maybe start with 15 minutes of yoga or a brisk walk around the block. Celebrate those wins and build momentum from there. Finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just remember to dust yourself off, forgive yourself, and get back on track. You deserve your compassion and understanding just as much as anyone else. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this is Friday afternoon, you've just finished a crazy work week, and you're feeling the stress creeping in. But instead of reaching for another cup of coffee or scrolling through social media, you decide to put your self-care plan into action. You grab your yoga mat, put on some calming music, and spend 30 minutes flowing through gentle poses. Afterwards, you light a scented candle, pour yourself a relaxing herbal tea, and curl up with a good book. By the end of the evening, you feel completely refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to tackle the weekend. See what I mean? Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are pretty great, too. It's about consciously choosing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about investing in yourself and creating a life you truly love. So, remember these key takeaways. Identify your stressors, prioritize your well-being, embrace activities that bring you joy, set realistic goals, and be kind to yourself. Go ahead, design your self-care masterpiece. You deserve it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some self-care inspiration. Let's spread the love and help each other create more calm and joy in our lives. Until next time, keep soaking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.